The newly released police body camera footage counters Alameda Police Department's official narrative about 26-year-old Mario Gonzalez's death.
You good?
It's okay. It's okay. What's your name?
A police report said the 26-year-old died at a hospital, but the video shows Gonzalez's last breath after he's in handcuffs and under the weight of two police kneeling on his back for 3.5 minutes as he begs, "Please, don't hurt me." Alameda Police said officers were responding to two calls about a man who appeared under the influence and was a possible theft suspect. When they approached 26-year-old Mario Gonzalez, they tried to detain him. A scuffle ensued, and he had a medical emergency, then died at a hospital.
The police department, Alameda Police Department, they're lying to me.
Gonzalez's mother, Edith Arenales, says she's lived in Alameda, paid taxes, and worked in the city for 30 years, and is in shock her son's dead at the hands of police.
They said my son, he fight him with the officer. I said, no, come on. You guys made a mistake. My son never going to fight with nobody. He's a lovely guy. They made a little mistake because he fought. He's panic. All the questions, he answered really good. He never said, fuck you, police. He never said nothing at all.
It's unclear why the officers didn't get off Gonzalez after they put him in handcuffs. His family's calling for an independent investigation and accountability of the three officers involved in his death. Gonzalez's brother, Gerardo, says he was a gentle, kind man who was caring for their autistic younger brother and showed little signs of fighting the police when they killed him.
Alameda police officers murdered my brother Mario. It was painful to watch the violence and disregard for his humanity. Mario was a kind and humorous man. He was a loving father and the caretaker for our brother with special needs. Mario bathed and fed my brother as well as his 4-year-old child. Mario did not deserve to be murdered by the police. The footage shows officers on top of Mario while he was face down on the ground. They had their weight on his head and his back. He was complying, and they continued to pin him down with their weight.
Body camera footage shows Gonzalez making it hard for police to put him in handcuffs. But it's unclear why officers wanted to put him in handcuffs. At no time did they say he was under arrest or read him his rights. Instead, they forced him to the ground and put his face in the dirt. Gonzalez's death comes at a time when the nation is reckoning with systemic racism and police violence.
Say his name! Mario Gonzalez! Mario Gonzalez!
Local anti-police brutality activists say while the focus is on people like George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, the Bay Area has a growing list of people of color killed by police here at home. James Burke is with the Anti-Police Terror Project.
This isn't a faraway nightmare that we're talking about right here, right? Mario's family is living this nightmare right now. They're living this nightmare right now. There are so many families here locally in the Bay Area who are enmeshed in this nightmare. I want to bring some names into this space. Because again, at the national level, we talk about George Floyd, we talk about Breonna Taylor, but here in the Bay Area, there have been countless people murdered by law enforcement with no accountability. We would need thousands of people to just keep up with this machinery of death that we call law enforcement here in the United States, and it's got to stop.
Activists are calling for defunding of police budgets and investments into alternatives to policing. The three officers involved in Gonzalez's death have been placed on paid leave. Alameda Police and the city is refusing to release their names to KPFA. Alameda's District Attorney's Office and the Alameda County Sheriff's Department is investigating the incident. The city of Alameda says it's hired an outside investigator, Renee Public Law Group, to conduct an independent investigation. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.